We now come to our next item, which is we're very pleased to welcome you and to hear how you are getting on with, when I say new school, it is really a new school. Over to you.
Well, first of all, welcome and thank you for the invite. It's been quite a year, well, maybe 18 months to be honest. I don't know if you're aware, but we're one of three establishments on the Isle of Wight that offer a food division, located in Sandown. The 21st of February, I think, is a day that I'll remember for many a year. We received ministerial approval from, obviously, through Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, to become an all-through school. I joined the Bay Primary School in September 2011. It's grown since then. We've joined forces with Knight and formed the Cornerstone Federation. And then beyond that, to create an all-through school serving the community of Sandown is something we need to be proud of. I need to thank all of those who were involved in supporting that process, but particularly the Rose Gallery, if I may. This is the core team at the Bay, including Jane Pennett from the local authority, who I think were really the key drivers in setting up school for the 1st of September. In so doing, they were successful at the Isle of Wight Teaching Awards, being crowned champions of the particular section known as the Unsung Hero Award. So what can I tell you about the Bay? Obviously located in Sandown. Across the two sites, we have 1,252 pupils, or dare I say students now. We have more boys than girls. We have 296 children who are pupil premium, and 253 that have a special educational need or disability. Both of those indicators are slightly above or above the national average. Rather than talk to you about the three R's, I thought I'd do the three C's. Currency, the outcomes for the Bay in their first year as an all-through school. I want to talk to you about community and the importance the community has played in this particular project. And I'm going to close with some thoughts about the culture of what we're trying to establish. Key Stage 2 results shown to be the best results for the Bay Primary School, or Bay Primary side, for our Year 6 students. If you reference the column on the left, you'll see our figures against the national average. 67% of pupils in Year 6, three were disapplied, managed to get the age-related expectation in reading, writing and maths. That compares to a national average of 65. You can see there the vast majority of measures exceed the national average. And for the first time, we have managed to make significant gains with the upper level. And I particularly reference you to GPS. I'm not sure if you know what that stands for as an acronym.
Yes.
You do. Shall I test you? Grammar, punctuation, spelling. Core skills in children of blind sex as they move through to secondary education. And if you look down that particular column, you'll see that 42% of the students in Year 6 left the school to go to their secondary places, secondary ready, with a higher level, against a national average of 38%. You'll also see that we've made significant gains in maths, because the Bay, there's a link there to the next thing you're writing. The Bay was one of the schools selected, asked to join, volunteered, to be part of the maths project. 9 of our 10 pupils selected to be part of that project moved from being cuspy on the border of getting ARE to being very secure at that level. So that's a huge success for us as a school. The other thing to bear in mind is we have progress scores now that are above the national, and we have scale scores significantly above the national average and trends. We have 3-year or 4-year rising trends now on all the measures noted above. At Key Stage 4, we had a number of individual students and departments who performed well. But this was very much a foundation year, setting in place the building blocks, the successes that we would look to see in 2020-21. I couldn't come to you today without mentioning, obviously, forgive me, important in terms of parental perception. In March 2018, I can remember the day now, I was travelling between Knighton and the Bay, and I had to stop to take the phone call, and they said, we've had the call. We were ready. And the inspector who visited the school at the time was thorough, rigorous in terms of the framework, and I pulled out one of many statements I could have used today, but this is a statement I think that captures everything that I believe in terms of education and provision. So the staff worked tirelessly to support the children and wider families so that all can succeed. And that word all is important to everybody connected with our school. Whilst we serve the community of Sandown, I think it's worth noting that there are 19 schools this year offering children to our Year 7. The majority coming from the Bay, that's the highest number that have transitioned from Year 6 to Year 7, whether it be at the Bay or a former establishment. But we also have colleagues that have joined from Broadleaf and Blazes New Church at 19 other primary schools across the island, as far as the mirror was counted. So our vision, you're going to hear me reference the words believe, inspire, excel, as they underpin all that we do on the primary or secondary site. But we want, as a school, to create an outstanding provision, the choice of all parents in our community and beyond. That is absolutely key to us. When we were offered the opportunity to consider a military school, the local authority and our school governing board were very clear that we weren't just saving a school. We were creating something for the future, but it had to be a good school. A school for students and the wider community, the whole community, to benefit from the quality of teaching and have confidence in the school. I think it's important that we draw a line in the sand and we look forward. We did spend a lot of time looking in the mirror. Something that I reflected on as I became the executive head of the All Through School about the past. Because there are staff who have been through significant change and parents who have been through significant change in that community. And what they desperately need is stability. They need stability in leadership, in staff, and they need an educational provision to be proud of. We want to invest locally. We want to engage nationally and investigate globally. I'm proud to share with you that one of our students is now the local youth MP and actually articulates our measures beautifully. So from vision to provision, it's okay having a vision, but you need to put it in place. So we want our children to believe in what we're doing. We want to nurture their self-belief in order to enhance their chances of success. We know we have challenges ahead. We're not where we want to be, but we know we can get there. We want to inspire our students. When I arrive at work every day, I want to inspire them with their learning, and they deserve the very best. And of course, I want them to excel. In whatever range or skill sets they have, I want them to excel. I want them to leave the Bay in year 11 with the passport to a future. Whatever that choice be on the island or further afield. We have many strengths. I thought I'd list a few for you. I think we do have a bright future in Sandown. People are working very hard to turn the curve. I think I am fortunate to work with a community who've not only supported this right from the outset in terms of the informal or formal consultations, but have continued to work with us as a school. Our most recent Year 7 induction tutor evening, held on Tuesday of this week, showed that 71% of those attendants said they strongly agree that their children have settled well to school. 100% agree that their children have settled well to school. I do think we have a strong governing board, and yes, we have new additions. But we have a strong governing board in the sense that they will check and challenge everything that we do, and have stood shoulder to shoulder with me and my team as we move through this process. I think we are looking towards an innovative curriculum model that joins Key Stage 2 to 3 in what we call phases of learning. So there's synergy in the provision for children as they move from Year 6 to 7. And we have the most amazing opportunity to address a summer dip because we have a captive audience. We do at the school provide a range of extracurricular activities, and of late have seen some really quite amazing sporting successes. We have some very talented children who attend the day. And I would like to recognise the support I've received from the Hampshire Inspection Advisory Service. Challenging at times, but always supportive. And I don't think we'll be where we are today without that support. And I think we have a strength in terms of transition. There are a growing number of schools, all through schools nationally, and I think for those that I've visited, I've learned an awful lot about the benefits of having a journey from 4 to 16. But there are challenges for this. I'm going to highlight one or two for you. The autumnal weather changed, the weather pattern changed on Monday of this week. And I arrived to school to find that we had a new swimming pool just outside my office and that my south hall was completely flooded. We had to decant from South Block and find classrooms around the school because of the poor state and disrepair of the building. It has lacked funding up until 2018 in terms of maintenance for quite some time, and I think that's on record. However, I am delighted to share with you, and I'm not sure I should be because I think it maybe should come from the authorities, but I'm going to steal their funding right now, that we have, and I'd like to congratulate colleagues from the Isle of Wight and Hampshire authorities, we have secured just under £7 million. For investment to the school, which is significant given the budgetary pressures nationally. And I think that's the start of the change that we need with regard to our site and our premises. Because our students need the opportunities, I think, to work in the best learning environments possible. I extend a warm invitation to all of you. There are many that visit on a monthly basis. But I extend a warm invitation to you that if you would like to visit the Bay secondary side or primary and you would like to compare the two, please do. We also at this moment face significant pressure with regard to our budget. Like many head teachers across the land, I'm juggling the pennies and it's challenging. We're currently working with the local authority here to reduce our deficit in the timescale required, and that support has been fundamental in terms of our budget plan. And then it comes to change management. I talked about the fact that we needed to look in the mirror, but then draw a line in the sand. '18-'19 was very much a foundation year for all involved. We've completed a full senior leadership team restructure. I believe I have a talented staff team with the right professional development and support to make the difference. Everything is possible. Students in Year 11 who departed in July, have shown that in their results, that everything is possible and everything is to play for. But we know the challenges we face are going to be tough challenges. We need to move our Key Stage 4 GCSE outcomes as close to national average as we can, or at national average, the 2020 outcomes, because they're not where they need to be. We recognise that challenge, welcome the challenge, and we're going to meet that challenge.
Thank you. So can I just add to something that Duncan has said from our perspective. I started working with the Bay 18 months ago, and that was at the point where the practical planning. Practical planning was to ensure that everything was aligned so that the school was ready to open. So that involved working with the school to consider some seconded senior leaders to support the leadership of the school, to think about how the building could be developed, how the school governance could be developed so that it had a secondary phase of expertise, and to support thinking about the budget being across from 4 through to 16. And that involved also working with the diocese, because it is a Church of England school. But it was really clear from the beginning that Duncan and his team from the primary phase at that stage were absolutely committed to the school in terms of its expansion. And I think also those staff who joined initially on an interim basis, but some of whom have actually moved now into being a substantive part of the school, absolutely followed that vision and were as committed as Duncan and his team were. So that gave a really strong foundation from which the 1st of September 2018 was effectively the launch. Duncan referred to my colleagues and my support, and there have been a number of advisors working alongside Duncan and his subject colleagues in respect of leadership guidance, in terms of regular meetings, discussion, thinking about the structures, the strategies, the different subject areas, support for leadership recruitment, and also support for improving teaching and learning. And that work has started, but continues right throughout the year. Some of that is around compliance and ensuring that support for young people with SEND is also robust. And in 18-19, there was about 50 days of that support. And through this year, we're looking at 30 or so days. And that supplements the work that Duncan has additionally commissioned. And it also supplements the work that the staff are engaged in terms of the workshops, the cluster groups that are going across schools that Natalie Smith and her team are involved in setting up. So there is a lot of work going on. And actually, the management of that time, what's really it's needed, is actually quite complex. The school has got to get on with the business of teaching children. So dovetailing and managing to ensure we're not in the way, our work is timely, and we are responsive, which is why Duncan and I, as Duncan said, meet very often. And it's about knocking about, is this right now? Should we pull back? And that's the sort of relationship that I think we've got. It goes wider than the school improvement support, though, because, as Duncan referred, that there has been a consideration of the organisation's staff, of governance, that budget management, and also the property services work. So we liaise and involved in that as well. But it is at early stages, and I think we're going to be involved working alongside each other for some time. If we talk a little bit about impact, this is a really big project and a really big piece of work, and ensuring that the culture is shifted so that the work is really embedded, that is definitely happening, without a doubt. But it takes time to be able to have the outcomes that might be realised in terms of strong pupil outcomes. We are seeing shift, we are seeing change. But that vision and direction is absolutely there. There is staff engagement. That curriculum review wholesale is really exciting. And it is at a time when actually all of our schools and secondary schools are reviewing the curriculum and the way in which they teach. So they're not, the school isn't in isolation there. We're making sure that there is the balance of academic and vocational so that young people's interests and needs are met as well is important. Teaching and learning is strengthening, and that leadership is absolutely strengthened, but that embedding is required. It is a big project. It is going to take time. Something that is speedy is not an option, because this has to be something that is hugely successful for the community, and I know that everybody at the Bay understands and feels that. Thank you.
Yes, Councillor Howe.
Thank you very much.
Don't do that, John.
It's all right, we can use Carl's.
Can I just say that I'd like to congratulate Duncan. I've known Duncan when he worked with the Hess many, many years ago, and he's done a great job of standing down, and I think he's done very well. But he's always been very enthusiastic, so that's his main benefit, of course. But I also would like to say that I would like to just talk for a minute about the West Wight. Because the problem with the West Wight is, I'm getting loads of phone calls from parents from all over the West Wight saying,
I'm sorry, Councillor Howe, we really stick
want
to the
say,
bench.
Chairman,
no,
that
let,
we're not
no
going
can I suggest, could I suggest, please, that we raise that after we've had the BAE presentation at the end of the meeting?
Sorry, I thought.
Right, okay, yeah. Thank you. Yes, Councillor Andre? Yes.
Oh, sorry.
None of the work.
Oh,
that's
mine. Oh, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Good old right. Thank you very much for that presentation. As I said, I'm very, very newly as Duncan has appointed governor, so that's very, very useful moving forward. But for the purpose of this committee, you mentioned about strong engagement with staff and obviously raising standards through the pupils. But as we know, one of the very important elements here is parental involvement. Is that something that you have had any input on? Sorry, I'm talking to you directly. Or is that something that is coming more through the school itself?
We haven't had any involvement with parental engagement, but certainly it's an aspect that we would discuss at sort of regular meetings. And I know that the Duncan, with the team around him, will take advice from and consider. He knows what works at the BAE. The primary phase work really well. And that's, if you like, the strength of Duncan's position, that he actually understands the community.
If I can add to that, we have re-established a parent forum on the secondary side, which was well attended the last time they met. They raised a number of observations and raised a number of concerns that obviously we will look to address in that forum release on behalf of SAP. And it's very important to everybody that wants to attend.
That was supplementary.
Yeah, one more and then we'll go to George.
Yeah, sorry, I mean that's very, very good to hear. And I think one of the challenges is obviously we know that it's very strong parental support generically tends to be through primary. But of course now it's an all through school, parental support seems to fall away. So having a forum at secondary level I think it's a very positive move, and that's something that perhaps we could get updates on through this committee. I'd be very grateful for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, thank you for the presentation. It's very impressive. You've done very well, and your team. Congratulations. I see you've got a maximum. Is this a maximum figure you can take? 12 and 52?
We are one short of our capacity on the primary side. We're close to capacity in years 7 and 8, but we do have, for historic reasons, we do have gaps in 19.
Yeah.
So you're almost there. So there's more or less than this.
We're nearly full to capacity on the primary side and in year 7 and 8, but we do have capacity with years 9 to 10.
Thanks. And the funding that you expect for the government approval programme, will that be enough? Will it do the work you expect to do? Although it's never enough, but will it deliver what you expect to deliver? And is there a sustainable plan for the future after that?
I'd like to quote an orange juice track to you, which is something that I see regularly around school. It's a start. It's very much a start. It's very helpful at this time,
yep.
So that we can address some of the major issues. What we now need to do is work with colleagues from DfE and colleagues from Hampshire and the Isle of Wight to look at the feasibility study that will come back and look at the options that we have available to us. But it's welcome Bishop's support, so it's really good news.
Thank you. Councillor Love?
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to listen to how you presented that and the progress of the school today. I also echo that I heard from people that they actually value what's happening at school in terms of the development and so on. And I was going to ask a question about funding, but that's just been asked. One of the big things that I like to do is about the enjoyment of the pupils in learning, because it's all about the pupils and the positive outcomes there. I just want to hear the word enjoyment in there and just think that I'm sure they are enjoying it. I just want to hear a bit more about that enjoyment, because the experience, the learning environment, you can have the best learning environment in the world, but if the children are not, and the people are not happy, then that hinders progress. But I think that, you know, that's what I'm looking for in your visions. It's just incredible what you've
done
so far.
Thank you. Hopefully we catch that in our term, inspire. Because I know that I have a raft of professionals that enter on a school day, and they are charged with inspiring our pupils and students. If children or students are inspired, then they will be enjoying and successful what they do.
Councillor Howe?
Thank you, Chairman. I shall try and stick to the plot this time.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Duncan, do you think that the idea is going to work better to have the primary attached to a secondary up to 16 is working a lot better, and then having children moving on to the college or a sixth form somewhere else? Do you think it works better?
I mean,
you can watch those children grow right the way up, and you can, as a head teacher, you can see to make sure that the changeover, or was a changeover, it's not probably not so much of a changeover, you go from 11 up to 12, you know, and they move on. They know the school, they know that, and it's just a perpetuation of where they are. Would you say that's better? I'll leave it in that chat.
I think we've got a fantastic opportunity to ensure that transition between the primary and secondary sites is successful. We have a captive audience. We also, I think, need to be mindful that we do take from other primary schools in the local community and further afield. So as a school, we need to be outward looking and engage with our primaries that do feed, because whilst 51 of my children from the Bay in year 6 transferred, I've got 178 students who joined in September. So we're going to work closely with our feeder primaries, as well as those obviously that are in year 6. But the exciting thing for me about the Liverpool School actually relates to the curriculum, because we really can focus to a curriculum that spans the years of children in year 5 through to 8 and 9 to make sure that they have the skills ready for secondary provision and they're ready for secondary school in a way. And the clear advantage, of course, is that my secondary and primary pupils now can engage locally. We've got many examples of where year 5 and 6 have been accessing the resources on the secondary side and are just overwhelmed when they see a Bunsen burner.
Well, the thing I think, if I may, supplementary chairman, is that I've always noticed that when they have to go to a school somewhere else with another head, it's always, well, we put our children at this level, and then it comes back on, we check them, and they haven't been at the level that you state they're going to be at. It must be a lot easier for you, because you actually know what level they're at.
Certainly for the Bay children moving through, yes, because our heads of department on the secondary side are involved in the moderation sessions that were held, whether it be internally or externally, in year 6 in June last year.
Thank you. I hope the cabinet member takes
note of
the benefits.
Of course.
Sean?
Well, I was just wondering about the great work you've done, obviously, on Key Stage 2 and the transition to 3. What about Key Stage 4? How many children go to exams and children got the results?
I missed that, sorry.
You've done some great work on Key Stage 2, and you're saying about the transition to Key Stage 3. What about Key Stage 4? Do you have any children or students enter advanced assurance and delay the outcome of the school in the future?
Yes, they obviously went through the normal pathways in terms of the exams, and as I mentioned in my presentation, the outcomes were where we thought they would be, that are below the national average. Our challenge and our task is to get to close that gap to national as soon as possible, and we'll embrace that challenge. But obviously, I think we need to reflect on that those students that left in year 11 in July were a cohort that experienced significant change in the educational vision in the era of Sandown from when they joined in year 7 to leaving in year 11.
Councillor Love.
Okay, thank you for letting me come back. CMD, looking at. So, we're above average in terms of the numbers of pupils. I'm just interested in a little bit about just defining that little I'm kind of interested in why we're above average in terms of the demographics and what how are you coping as a school with that? That's quite a big number.
On the primary side, we are slightly above the national because I think we have, over the last 6, 7, 8 years, built a very strong reputation, a strong reputation for inclusion and inclusivity within the school. We, I think, have worked really hard and strived to meet the needs of all students, and I think results in 2019 demonstrate that. I think on the secondary side, there's work to do. At the moment, my SECO on the primary side is actually working on the secondary side in terms of building a provision for the future. And that's again another, I think, excellent example of the capacity of an all-through school, because staff are now beginning to move across the key stages to gain an understanding of the learning journey that those children have been on.
Councillor Peace, could you turn on?
Thank you, and congratulations. I know it's been a long road in terms of serving the 81 where you went. Have you looked at the where the difference are between narrowing the gap between those pupils on free school meals, for example, and where other pupils are? And do you know what that gap is at Bay?
The two areas that we focused our energies to following the 2019 results are very much centred to those with a pupil premium indicator and BOIs, performance across certain subjects. So we have at this moment in time a very complex and detailed year 11 action plan which covers all the areas of work and strands of learning that we need to in terms of preparing the current year 11 as they move through to their exams next May. But certainly our focus is to pupil premium children, the importance of those and the gaps of the national there, and the performance of BOIs.
Thank you. One of your points, sorry, Captain Robert Perry.
Very briefly, I just want to publicly say a massive thank you to Duncan and all of his team at Bay. It was a challenging year, one that I don't think we really appreciated, none of us held much mess AT left behind. We knew there was problems there. I just want to say a massive thank you to Duncan and the team for what they've done, position now in they're sharing the vision and then yeah, primary school results were the best ever at Bay. I know that we'll play through the GCSE results in not too distant future, so thank you very much.
In your presentation, one thing that stuck out in my mind was that I feel all children need stability. If they have stability, they're likely to perform better. So it's great to hear that you are really trying to provide that. Also to say, I'm a great believer personally in all through schools, especially in rural areas where we struggle with bus services. I mean, I just don't believe that people should be travelling miles on school buses. In London, where you have an enormous bus service, it's a lot different if you want to move to a school way out of your reach. But on the island, I really, all rural areas, I believe through schools are the answer. Did you find you lost any pupils at the end of the summer term to other secondary schools?
9 students in year 6 moved on to other places of education. mainly due to the sibling factor where they may have older brothers or sisters within that school.
Yeah.
But 51, as I mentioned, transferred into year 7, which is the highest that we've seen. Yeah.
Right, it just leaves me to congratulate. Oh, I do apologise. The leader would like to make a comment.
First of all, acknowledge that this tremendous work has been done, particularly following the integration of the high school into the whole cluster. My only question to you would be, has the school, or could the school, create a lessons learned document? Because this was a rather unique opportunity. Not necessarily normal government policy. But I suspect on the journey there's an awful lot of lessons that we learned, and if other schools in whatever form might need to go down this road, it might be very useful to take the benefit from this episode, which I know the school suffered some pain in the game. But if that's all right, I would just ask if I could have a pretty good thing.
Thank you. As I said, I think it would just leave me, as chair, to say congratulations. It's certainly, you are starting off on a successful path, and long may it continue. And make no mistake, it all stems from the top. No matter what organisation you have, if it starts at the top, it feeds down. So thank you very much for coming, and we appreciate you. And possibly, in a year or two, we may ask you to come back, and I'm sure you would like to come back and tell us how you're getting on.
Your pleasure.
Thank you.